Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, and this podcast is about breathing issues. Many runners struggle with breathing. The good news is that over time, most runners will get over it. I'll try to impart here what I've learned, as well as the advice of a close friend of mine, Milt Bedingfield. Milt has a degree in exercise physiology, and at my request, he recently wrote a guest article for my blog about this very problem. First, let's look at Milt's recommendations. Milt points out, and wisely so, that if you have trouble catching your breath or have shortness of breath, the first thing to do is get checked out by a physician to rule out any health issue. One thing your physician will evaluate is whether you could have exercise-induced asthma. If that turns out to be the case, it shouldn't stop you from running. WebMD provides a list of Olympians who competed despite having asthma. That includes runner Jackie Joyner Kersee and NBA star Dennis Rodman. So be sure to get checked out. If you were to discover that you have exercise-induced asthma, your doctor could help. Assuming there is no medical reason, Milt offers these possible explanations. 1. You may be starting out too fast and getting into oxygen debt. Failure to properly warm up can result in the inability of your aerobic system to ramp up in time to provide adequate energy for your working muscle cells. This can cause breathing to become more rapid but shallow, leaving you feeling breathless and panting. 2. Running too soon after a meal may be the problem. 70% of your blood volume is shifted to your gut area after eating, leaving little blood to deliver oxygen, nutrients, energy to the muscles being used when you try to run. 3. Running in hot weather can have the same effect. When temperatures are high and your body heats up, large quantities of blood that under much cooler conditions circulate through the lungs and muscular system leave the main circulatory system and travel through very small blood vessels under the surface of the skin to cool the body, diverting blood away from the muscles, resulting in less oxygen being delivered and causing aerobic metabolism and the production of lactic acid. When lactic acid accumulates in the blood, it causes rapid and shallow breathing. 4. The early stages of an upper respiratory infection can be a cause, exposure to cigarette smoke, or even overtraining. There's no magic pill here. However, if you feel that you're not able to suck in enough air, if you feel you have respiratory limitations, here are some things you can try, and one or all of these ideas may help. 1. Perhaps the most important consideration is to breathe through your mouth or mouth and nose. Yes, I know, you may have heard exactly the opposite, but that's an outdated idea. When I was in school, they always told us to only breathe through our nose when we ran at PE. Those were the same coaches that would not allow us to drink water during or after PE because it would, quote, cause abdominal cramps, close quotes. Now think about it. How incorrect was that? Turns out cramps are often caused by dehydration, not drinking. So my point is they were unknowingly telling us the exact opposite of the correct thing to do. The instruction to breathe only through your nose is just as foolish. In fact, most people who try to do that will have great difficulty. So do not strive to breathe only through your nose. Think about it. Your lungs don't care where you get the air. 2. Make sure there's a rhythm to your breathing. Some people will breathe by inhaling for 2 foot strikes and exhaling for 2 foot strikes. It could be 3 and 3. 3 and 2, 2 and 3, experiment to determine what works best for you. But do work towards some way of getting your breathing in sync with your strides. This will help you to relax as well. 3, breathe from your abdomen. To work on this, pay attention to where you're breathing from. Many people only breathe from their chest. When relaxing at home, lie on the floor or a couch, and watch your chest and abdomen. Practice using your abdomen to breathe, just as singers do. That should help. 4. Practice deep breathing when you're lying at home on the couch or on the floor. Inhale as deeply as possible and exhale fully. In yoga classes, this is called a deep cleansing breath. Will that help with running? I'm not sure. Most runners try several things, everything they can think of to improve their breathing. Something or everything helps, but it's difficult to determine whether one single thing made a difference or not. This couldn't very well hurt, though, right? If it wasn't good for you, they wouldn't do it in yoga classes. Number 5, work on your posture. Make sure you're carrying your head high and your shoulders back and down. That will open up your chest to provide the easiest posture for breathing. 6. Related to posture, another element of form that will make a difference is the way you carry your arms. Many people keep their arms in front of their body and only move them slightly. You need to be sure to keep your arms at a 90-degree angle and make sure to let your elbows swing back past your body. Make sure your arms are relaxed and swinging easily with your shoulder as the fulcrum, and be sure the swing is forward to back. This relaxed, functional arm swing, when combined with low shoulders and a high chest, will be conducive to easier breathing. Number 7, try swimming. Seriously, think about it. There is no other exercise that restricts you to breathing at certain times. Therefore, if you spend time swimming, it will improve your lung capacity and your respiratory function, and that just might improve your breathing while running. It pretty much has to. It certainly can't hurt, and swimming is excellent cross-training anyway. Number 8, warming up. Milt mentioned this. Anybody, even a highly trained athlete, will huff and puff and struggle to breathe if they start off running at a faster pace than would be considered a warm-up pace for that person. For a newer runner, a warm-up pace would be a walk-run, and for a beginner runner, a warm-up definitely needs to be a walk. The slower, more gently you warm up, the more comfortably you'll breathe during your run. Sometimes, I find that beginning runners just assume they should be able to breathe comfortably right off the bat. But here's the thing. For them, any running is demanding. Running at all for them is like running it hard for a veteran runner. And that leads to number 9, endurance. Sometimes when I work with a runner who complains of struggling with breathing, it turns out that the main problem is that the individual just needs to build more endurance. The problem is that the person has not developed different paces. A brand new runner has 2 speeds, walking and running. Because any running is taxing, they very quickly start to struggle with breathing. The best course of action is to start with a 1-mile warm-up, then do a walk-run for the rest of the workout. Maybe, next, do a mile of 1 minute walking and 1 minute running. Then do 1 minute walking and 2 minutes running, and continue to build that way, but stopping before ever running enough to huff and puff. In this way, it's possible for beginning runners to gradually build the necessary endurance that will likely prevent what the runner considered a breathing problem, which was in fact an endurance problem. The great majority of runners will find that doing a better warm-up, building endurance, breathing through their mouth, and improving their running posture will cure their breathing problems for good. That's all for today. If you liked this podcast, I hope you'll go to iTunes and leave a comment, or at least leave a rating. And please visit my website, mojoforrunning.com, where you'll find a wealth of information and resources. You can also order a Mojo for Running shirt. If you buy one, send me your story and a picture of you in the shirt. I'll post it on the blog. Hopefully, you've seen the post about Pete Nelson. If you haven't, check it out on the blog. Like many runners, he reinvented himself. Now he is the new and improved, incredibly fit marathoner, Pete Nelson. His story is in the Mojo for Running blog. Maybe you have a compelling story as well. I'd love to hear from you. You can always email me at deb@mojoforrunning.com. Now here's today's quote. To describe the agony of a marathon to someone who's never run it is like trying to explain color to someone who is born blind. Jerome Drayton. That is so true. Recently, as I and a group of others passed through an aid station at mile 20 of a marathon, the volunteers were shouting to the runners, "You're almost there!" It was pretty clear they had never experienced the feeling of being at mile 20 of a marathon. Mile 20 is nowhere near the end of a marathon. No, those last 6 miles are the longest of the marathon. Dare I say those last six require at least as much effort as the whole first 15. I must say I got a kick out of the response of my fellow runners. Every single one of them chuckled to make some kind of a comment. Of course, we all appreciate the volunteers and their cheers, and we realized they were just trying to make it seem shorter. To those volunteers, I have just two words. Thank you. Whether you understand what it's like to run a marathon or not, we need you, and we appreciate your giving up your morning so that we can run. One more thing. My book, After Your First 5K, is now available in paperback on my Mojo for Running website. It's a 196-page book that's full of helpful information for runners of all levels. Although it's called After Your First 5K, it's appropriate for anyone as they work towards their first half marathon. And let's face it, everybody does that. That's what people do now. They run their first 5K, realize how much they enjoyed it, and they want to continue to experience that feeling of exhilaration for the rest of their lives. Soon after, they say, "Hey, do you think I could run a half marathon?" I always say, "Sure. Sure you can. Anyone can, if they just train for it." My book, After Your First 5K, has the answers, and it has a 6-month training plan to take even a beginning runner from 5K to half marathon.